Vulnerable Montana Democrat John Tester fundraises with Adam Schiff for Senate races. By Nick Gilbertson on March 20, 2024. Vulnerable Senator John Tester, DeMount, pleaded for donations in a joint fundraising email that Representative Adam Schiff's DCA Senate campaign sent voters Thursday. The fundraising email, dated March 14 and reviewed by Breitbart News, begins with a message from Tester, in which he asks for a donation that will be split between his and Schiff's campaigns. In just a minute I'll ask you to split a contribution between my campaign and Adam Schiff ahead of our mid-month fundraising deadline. But first I hope you'll give me a moment to explain why it's so important to give, especially today, Tester began. The sentence links to an ActBlue website collecting donations for the joint fundraiser, with options to contribute anywhere from $3 $500 or a custom amount. Tester, who 538 notes votes with President Joe Biden's agenda 91% of the time, the same as far-left Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, went on to express concern about losing his seat in November, emphasizing, "This election isn't a sure thing. Let's be clear, this election isn't a sure thing." Experts say this race is a toss-up and rank Montana as one of the seats most likely to flip. That's why it's so important you make a contribution today, everything is on the line, he said. The decision to fundraise with Schiff, who votes with Biden 100% of the time, is an interesting play for Tester, who is trying to win re-election in a red state with former President Donald Trump at the top of the November ballot. Not to mention, he's all but certain to face Republican Tim Sheehy, a political outsider and Navy SEAL veteran who has the support of Trump and an army of Republican senators, in the general election. Tester has landed a substantial amount of donations from Deep Blue California for the 2024 election cycle, according to previous reporting from Fox News and the New York Post. Fox News Digital reported in November that Tester hauled almost $1 million from California donors between the second and third quarters of 2023. Montana GOP Chairman Don Kaltschmidt told Fox News that Tester knows where his supporters are at, and it's certainly not Montana, adding. Tester votes like California's third senator and elites on the liberal coasts know he's in lockstep with their far-left agenda that's crushing Montanans with sky-high inflation, rising gas prices and higher taxes. Montanans are ready to retire liberal career politician John Tester and send a strong conservative to the U.S. Senate in 2024. A New York Post report from April 2023 detailed, Tester raised more than $675,000 in the first quarter from Golden State-based donors, more than $61,000 of which followed a March 13 Palo Alto fundraiser with a partner from Silicon Valley Bank's legal firm amid the financial institution's historic collapse. Tester is perhaps the most vulnerable Senate Democrat seeking re-election in 2024, and there are a lot of them, as Breitbart News has extensively detailed. Montana has not elected a Democrat in a statewide race since Tester's re-election bid in 2018. Tester's win that year was narrow, as he beat out Representative Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, by 3.5%, and Republicans have dominated races since then. In 2020, Governor Greg John Forte, R. Mount, had nearly a 13-point victory over Democrat Michael Cooley. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, won his re-election bid by 10%, and Rosendale carried the state's lone congressional district at the time by double digits. Republicans also swept the races for Attorney General, Auditor, and Secretary of State. Trump carried the state by 16.4 points over Biden that year. Sheehy is the lone Republican on the ballot for the June 4 GOP primary. He was 2 points back of Tester in an Exer Media-sponsored Emerson College taken February 26 to March 2, as they registered at 44% to 42%, respectively. Tester's thin lead fell within the plus or minus 3% credibility interval, underscoring how vulnerable he is out of the starting gate. The poll sampled 1,000 registered voters in Montana,